Welcome to Light in the Darkness with Father John Foster. Father Foster has been a priest in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for 55 years. Join him every week at this time to learn how the darkness of the sin of our world can be and is overpowered by the light of Christ.
Jesus sent the apostles on their first mission trip alone. They had no advance preparation. They had nothing. No spare clothes, no extra cash, no cell phones to call Christ if they had a problem. They were working in pairs, and they had God. But that was enough. They must have been fearful. Most of them had been fishermen. They were novices at preaching and healing, and they didn't quite understand what Jesus was trying to do when Jesus was not with them. Jesus also knew they had to learn to cope through experience, and so do we. And that is the problem in the church and the world today. We've gotten too used to having the government do too much for us, and also letting the laws of our nation replace the laws of God without any protests on our part. And now we're behind the eight ball. Now we can't do it. We can't do it until we all get behind what is right in God's eyes and do it prayerfully. And that is not impossible, but definitely difficult, because too many enjoy committing sin and don't want to follow God's way of living. God, as many think, is too strict. God is the one, though, who is going to give us inspiration and power if we step out in faith. There is no other way. It's either do it God's way or face disaster. All of you out there listening to me, know that we have to get everyone, Catholics, Protestants, Jews, people of no religion, going to church and turning to Jesus, to God, regularly to join us. There is no alternative. The principles that lay behind the commission of Jesus to the apostles still apply to us. They challenge us to ask where we place our faith. Is it in the comfort of our possessions and skills? As we have seen in recent natural disasters, we can lose things suddenly, and even the cushion of insurance doesn't ease the pain completely. What is wrong is that too many Catholics and people of other religions need to return to complete dependence on God as the provider for all of the needs that we have. We possess no good apart from what God gives us. Our challenge today is to return to a practical dependence on God as the provider. One way to begin is to thank God, for without it, perhaps a day at a time, release us from its grip. No, we don't need anything but God and our faith and trust in Him. That is what is important, most important, for each and every one of us. We're putting too much trust in the things of this world, and they're going to bring us nothing that we need. Yes, let us never forget that. And now let us turn to our loving Heavenly Father and pray. Father, you did fashion man, God-like in your loving plan. Fill us with your love divine and conform our wills to thine. Let Jesus, the light of our world, dispel the darkness of sin and let our world overcome that darkness in the light that is Christ, the light of God. Again, I thank you for listening today. May God bless you and continue to love you in all you do and bring you closer to Him in light and in love.
You have been listening to Light in the Darkness with Father John Foster. Father Foster has been a priest in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for 55 years. Join him every week at this time to learn how the darkness of the sin of our world can be and is overpowered by the light of Christ.